people come across it when people are like, excuse me, who is Sarkodie? Who is, do you come across such things?
Yeah, that one most definitely. Yeah, because we live here, you understand? And then our folks here, everybody might not know him, or even some of the Ghanaians who were born here, some doesn't know the stars that we know.
Welcome to Ray Talks Podcast, a podcast that reflects on the global Ghanaian society, the people and the lifestyle, with your host, Raymond. We are happy to have you join us.
Welcome back once again to the Ray Talks Podcast. This is yet another episode of the podcast. And as usual, I'm your host, Raymond, and I'm here with my guest, Buffy, Anna P., and Charles. I'll let my guest introduce themselves. Buffy, can you please introduce yourself for us?
Hello, everybody. I'm Buffy. I'm from Ghana. Buffy, Ghana.
Okay. Nana P.
Sure. Yes, my name is Nana P. I'm a musician and a media personnel. Yes.
So, Chemani, can you also...
So, my name is Charles Addo. I go by the name N to the double I. I'm a promoter and events organizer as well.
So, Bapi is joining in from the UK, Nana P here in Hamburg, and Charles also here in Hamburg.
Great.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about Ghanaian artists. The topic for the day is promoting Ghanaian artists. Promoting Ghanaian artists, yeah. So it has come to known that our artists are lacking a lot. They are not getting the kind of promotion that they need to get. Mm-hmm. So this is why today we have a promoter in the person of Charles, and also a musician, an MC. He left one out. An MC, you know, he does a lot of things. He's a jack of all trades, yeah. In the person of Nana P.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about it all. Without much ado, I'm going to start with Charles here, since he is a promoter. I'm going to start with Charles here. So, Charles, do you think when it comes to promoting our artists, bringing them here, like bringing them abroad to perform, is the major way or the best way to promote them?
Okay. Once again, thank you for bringing me on this platform. So basically, I think bringing our artists here is like, let's say you are bringing like a big artist, like let's say Stoneboy, or you're bringing Chatawale. I think that because they are unknown, if you bring them here and then you also add our diaspora artists like to join and all that, it makes like the feel like great, like as in like you promoting or I think bringing them it's good at also letting the diaspora like here also have the chance to also explore. It's also really, really good, you know. And I think all is about promoting and making like the promoting very, very good. You get it? Yeah.
And so most of the times when I think our artists from Ghana have been coming here more often to perform. Yet still, when you mention some of them to our friends here, like let's say our friends that are not Ghanaians, when you mention their names to them, they seem not to know them. I think the promotion is not well enough. If you said the
promotion is not well enough, I don't know, but then I think that we try our best to make sure that the whole world. Or let's say if you are doing an event in Hamburg, we try as much as possible that we can do to try and promote it well and let everybody get known. But I think sometimes there's also one or two problems. You know, being a promoter, you have one or two things that you take and promote. Let's say when the people gives you enough money, then which means you can pay Instagram, you can pay TikTok, you can pay Facebook, and then you can get almost about 5,000 like people to see. But most of the time, if you are bringing a big artist, most of the event management feels like, okay, this guy is a big star, so I don't need so much like promotion, you know. But then they realize maybe instead of getting like 1,000 or 1,005, they get about 700. So what I'm trying to say is, we do lack a bit, because I think like we should, if we want to promote, we should put in like all, you know, we should put like, let's say when the Nigerians are doing their event, they push a lot of money inside, you know, they do a big promotion and all that. So I think we Ghanaians, we have to put money into the craft that we are doing, so that we the promoters can also be able to like promote it much more and much better.
Okay, thank you very much. We will look at the problems on its own. But now, yeah. Please, you are also in the industry. I mean, okay. The entertainment industry.
Okay.
And I don't know. I can't say I believe. I nearly said I believe, you know, but I don't know if you know. But you come across it when people are like, excuse me, who is Sarkodie? Who is? Do you come across such things?
Yeah, that one was definitely because we live here, you understand, and then our folks here, everybody might not know him, or even some of the Ghanaians who were born here, some doesn't know the stars that we know. You understand? It depends when their song trends because of TikTok and Instagram, you know, and I think Snapchat, that is the platforms that the youth, like our generation and the generation beneath us, use nowadays, you understand? When their song trends there, they get to hear a lot about them, you understand? So we have to push more harder. For Ghana, Ghana is Ghana, that's where they live, you understand? But we here are different nationalities all over, coming together from Nigeria, German, Syria, like all over the world, you understand, here. But some know, some doesn't know, you understand? So what we have to do is to work harder, join forces together and then work harder and then push. Because I know a friend that I worked with, I think 5 years ago, he comes from Guinea-Conakry and he knows Kojenchi. And I said, what song of Kojenchi do you know? He said, Minyan Taba, Kojenchi, Minyan Taba, Minyan Taba. You understand? So which means Kojenchi and the management and the thing is really making impact. So we have to work harder and then push it. That's all I can say with this knowing of the artist, you understand? The management team or the record label you sign in is the people who are going to push you more. And also, when you bring something and it's evergreen, you know, Kojenchi's songs is evergreen. I'm going to use him as an example because his songs are evergreen. Till now, when you put any track of Kojenchi, people will love it. Kojenchi will come here and then do a show. Everybody, the youth, the old, everybody will love to go. Why? Because his songs are evergreen. You understand? So the artist and then the promoters, the event organizers, we have to come together and then make sure that things that we are bringing on board is things for the years, things that people are going to gel with it, not anything that people think, oh, okay, just say something and then just out of it. It trends 1, 2, 3 months, that's it. You understand? So we have to learn from our predecessors. And then see the things that they did. Now, they are not producing that much, but still they are eating. Amachi Dede, Kujinchi, Daddy Lumba, you know? They are not releasing hits up on hands every month. But they are touring every year, Pat Thomas. Every year they are touring. You understand? So we have to come together and learn the things that we learned, you know? We have something in Africa, but
It's rather unfortunate that Ghanaians, especially when we hear threats from other countries, we want to take it. Ours is high life. The Nigerians will take it. They'll modernize it and come and sell it back to us. Yes, that is how it is. So we have to appreciate our own, work on our own, and modernize our own thing and then spread it to the world. That's it.
I see. So, I mean, Bafi, we, me and you, we are like common floor members. We don't sing, we don't.
We are music lovers. That's it.
Lovers.
We love it. We love to listen.
Hey, yeah.
In your opinion, do you think bringing the artists here helps?
Yeah, I'll say it helps. But like with what Nana P said, like if the content of the music is so enriched that it doesn't hit for just a short period, but for a lifetime, when everybody listens to it, like you jump to it, you get it. That makes it like very rich and then attractive.
See.
Not just for a short period and that's it. Nobody thinks about that music again. And then bringing them overseas, I think it creates the awareness for people to know, oh, this musician is very good. He comes from Ghana. She comes from Ghana. Like, it puts them out there more. I think what he said, I'll put a thumbs up to what he said, actually. And then with the promotion, I think it's about money. It's about money.
I don't know.
So as a promoter, Mr. Charles, you should have more money to...
Yeah, the event. Yeah, the event.
Yeah.
To give us more money.
Invest more money. Yeah. And now, who is going to invest into money, like into music, Ghanaian music? Who is ready?
Yeah. That's also another problem. Mm-hmm.
Ready, that's the question. Who is ready? Yeah. So,
anyway, so I think you've all given your opinions on that one, which I think is fair enough. It's fair enough. But I will be on Charles, promoter one. Me, you bring them here, which is nice. Like, we always have fun when they come. I mean, Amrado is here performing tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah. I want to ask this question. What do you think? Okay, we have also artists here. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you pair them with them to perform on the same stage, which is nice. You're promoting our artists here in the diaspora as well. We have great artists here. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you bring the star artist from Ghana, what kind of connection do you build between them and the ones in the diaspora here? Do you think there's always some kind of good connection?
Yeah. There's always a good connection because let's say we bring Stone Boy, and maybe Stone Boy is going to be on the same stage with Man Like Stunner, or maybe Dinton, or Queen Emma, or Sunny Adams. So basically, they are going to be in one room. Like the backstage. So this is where the socialize like comes in. You know, you guys talk, and if you're lucky, you can even fix like a remix or something, you know, like, so you can do after the show and all that. And sometimes too, you can also like, you know, be on stage with them, because maybe like the main artist is gonna call you, and you know, this is how you bring them together. This is how you fix. And sometimes, you know, like maybe you bring them and then you can have a collab, and then it might be your hit, you know. So basically for me, like bringing them, it's really also like bring our people together for them also, like, because maybe they'll be, I saw you on Stone Boy's tour. I saw you on Tawale's tour, you know, and that is a big hype. So this is what we are trying to do. We are trying to like to bring more big artists so that like they socialize with the diaspora so that people also get to see them. Because it feels like most of the time when maybe only them are having a show or something, you don't really see much people, trust me. But then when you bring an artist, you know, you have like 1,005, they have the opportunity to be on the stage for 1,005 people to see them, you know. So I think like they really have like, it's really good, like bringing them and like socializing them. Trust me, they really bond.
Sorry. I saw you when Stoneboy arrived, like, I mean, when he came to Hamburg to perform. That very day, I saw you, how busy you were and stuff like that. I mean, you guys, you put in a lot of work. And for me, looking at where Stoneboy performed recently, it shows a massive improvement it shows a massive improvement. Gone are the days when he used to perform in some kind of clubs and around Ripperband and stuff like that. But this time where he performed, Docks, it shows we've really improved, and that was a plus. However, there were rumors going around on our
ramps.
I know everything that every program that happens, there are like some back chemicals and all that. But there were some rumors that there were rumors that most of the artists here, like the artists that we know, weren't allowed to perform. Most of them would have liked to build some kind of connection, relation, like we're talking about. Most of them weren't allowed to perform. What is the criteria that you look to pick some of these artists to join the stars on the stage?
Okay, so basically, I'm a promoter. So, in some points, I can be part of the organizing team, but for most of the events, I just feel like, you know, I have to be the promoting side. So, actually, the people give us their package and then we promote, you know. So basically, when we don't really know the main reason why they didn't put A and B together to perform. Yeah, you understand. So basically, like, I can't really say much, maybe like criteria or something like that. I can't really like give much on that.
Nana P, you know,
yeah.
Promotion can be a very difficult thing. Promotion can be a very difficult thing. What do you think are some of the challenges that they face?
A whole lot. Because as a promoter, there are a lot of things they have to take into consideration. Do you understand? So, as the question that she just asked, if they don't even take care, they get problems with a domestic artist here. Because number one, you're working hand in hand with the organizers. So the artists know that most definitely from A to Z, the connections and everything, you know it. Because when they even know you, then the thing get worse. Why are you not putting me on Stoneboy show? Why are you not putting me on Shatawale show? You will promote that. Why you not do this? Why you not do this? You understand? So it's up to the promoter to let the artist know before even things coming out that, okay, that is what I'm doing. You know, you make this release with a disclaimer that I'm in charge of this. But when you don't do that thing and then it happens like that, they'll hold you responsible. See. You understand? So you let them know, okay, Sarkodie is coming. Okay, that is what I'm doing. The only thing I'm doing is I'm doing the promotion for people to see that Sarkodie is coming. That is my work, period. When you don't let them know that is what you're doing, and then you bring other things on board here, so they might think for you.
Sure.
You understand? So you let them know, okay, this is what I'm doing, especially when I'm moderating a show, as an MC. Now, the name is Master of Ceremony. From open prayer to closing prayer, I'm involved.
So I make sure everything from food to sound to light to everything. You understand? So when you need something, I know the right people you can go for this and this and this and this and this. So at the end of the day, when I come to the floor and I'm going to come to MC, if not, I don't have any problem. Because I know this one is in charge of. When I do this, I'll go here, I'll go here, I'll go here. So when you ask me something, something goes wrong, I'll show you the person who is in charge. You deal with the person directly. For example, when I'm organizing Sarkodie here and I'm a promoter, I'm not an organizer. There's a difference between organizer and a promoter. Now, the event organizer is the one bringing the person, let's say from Ghana or wherever the person is, into the town. When I'm Sarkodie here and I'm bringing, when I'm doing Sarkodie, I'm bringing Sarkodie from Ghana to Germany. And I call Nii as a promoter, say, Nii, you are a promoter, so come and help me in the productions. And let's say an artist like Kudima say, Nana P, I want to be part of it. Me as an organizer, I can do it. But if Queen Emma calls me, the best thing me can do is to call me as an event organizer that talk to Nana P. He is the organizer.
Sure.
But when you think me is the promoter, so he has the A to the Z of the program, no. Even sometimes the MCs have the power than the promoters because they know what is going on at that program. He knows who is going to perform at this day, at this time, from this time, this, that even the promoter, because the promoter is, his work is only for them, for people to see, for people to know the date, the venue, that feel.
Get more people in.
That's so, that's his work, with it. You understand? So extra things, when you don't let him know, and then you try to say, okay, I'm a promoter, so and so, every blessed day you get a problem. Blessed as a promoter. So as promoters, we all have to learn and then see that, okay, when an event or something is coming out like this, for me not to get problem with my domestic artist, because you work with them hand in hand. They'll see you every day. There are some events you need them and they also need you. We need each other, you understand? To put up a good show, everybody needs everybody, you understand? Like my head, this big head, when this neck is not there, it cannot function.
Exactly.
You understand? So a promoter needs an event organizer, so an event organizer needs a promoter to make a good show.
Great. Exactly.
Thank you, Nana P. Bafi, we are not leaving you out, yeah? Me and you, we are on the same level. Let's deal with those two down there. Yeah. So there are a lot of problems, like Nana P outlined some of them. I know you are a promoter, but then you are closer to some of the organizers and stuff like that. These artists here in the diaspora, I mean, are they being paid when they go there and perform, or is it like to say, oh, this is a stage for you to showcase yourself or what you got? We are giving you the platform, so they don't get nothing.
Is it me?
Yes. I'm asking you.
I thought, okay. Okay, so I think when it comes to this is an agreement between the organizer and the artist. So the artist, maybe you're bringing maybe Shota Wallet, and the artist, like the diaspora artist, call you. Oh, I hear say, like, you guys, they bring Shota Wallet. Like, what's up, Charlie? Put me on top. So when it happens like that, then which means you want to be on the event. You want to be on the event. So the if it's like you love to use Shota Wallet to shine, but then when the event organizer is like, okay, I want to put maybe one or two people, definitely they have to say, okay, can you give me something or give me this or give me that. When the people have like managers, then fine. Then maybe like they can stand on their behalf and then charge or something like that. You know, so I think for this one, it is like mainly like the event planners and then the artists. But I think, you know, the diaspora artists are also doing their best. They are putting money inside their craft. So whatever, however, at least, you know, they should be appreciated for the good work like they are doing. you know.
Okay, great. Because most of the times, well, we won't mention names here, but this summer in particular, I've been to
lots of shows.
No. I've been to lots of shows, you know, and I have heard some of the people complaining bitterly. This is why I ask this kind of question. But then, yeah, like you said, it's fair. If I'm bringing someone and you think you want to be there, okay, you want to shine. You want to use that stage as something to shine. But if I come for you, that is definitely something else. I am coming for you. So it's fair enough. I don't know if Malapi wants to add something to that.
I think in respect to what you said, I think what I just said. So me, like, to match what you said with the summer thing, me have to have the connection because the event organizer knows the promoter. So me has to do that. Okay, I know this guy. What are some of his friends? Because sometimes the organizer doesn't know the domestic artist. So if you as a promoter, you know him or her, the only thing you have to do is recommend the artist with his works and then link up. Let a person meet the event organizer because you know the event organizer. The event organizer cannot write you as any, that is my program. You know the person, you've seen the person, you know how the person is. You understand? You have contact, the connection with the person. So the only thing is, okay, Beth is an artist. She's from UK. She's seen that Sarkozy is coming. No, you are promoting in Germany. Okay. So when Buffy calls you, Nee, I want you to put me on Sarkozy's show. Then they'll ask you, okay, so what is the deal? Do you want it as a opportunity for you to be on the same stage with him because it's also built you? Or you want us to see you? Are your management going to do management stuff like that? It appears. So Nee can do that connection. And even for him to even be on the same side, the person is, if Buffy has a management team, they have to do the link up, then they'll talk to the organizer directly. Then we move from maybe our bar was like, you're okay, you understand?
Yeah.
But when they call you and said, okay, you give them answers like, okay, wait, I'm coming, I'm busy, I'm going to do this. They might think you have the connections and the links and then you don't put them on. You understand? So just be fair with them, be sincere with them, the desire is. And then that's it. Because I know a lot of promoters in Ghana, and then here too, when you talk, that is how they deal with you. Sometimes a promoter will call me, this one is coming here, or this one is coming here. I want you to do this, or I want you to do this. Okay, I said, okay. Then I'll talk to the person. Who do you want? Okay, I need a cameraman. I know I need this. Okay. Then I said, okay, I'll give the cameraman to the promoter. Then the promoter will link it to the event organizer because the event organizer coming here doesn't know the people who would work. So I know, oh, this one can do this for you. Nee can promote for you. Lousy can do this for you. Bevy can do this for you. When you do the connections, you're out. When it comes to monetary aspect, about thinking that, okay, let's say I'm a domestic artist, so let's say people don't know me or stuff like that. No. Like, there are people in Germany or there are people in London that know Buffy because of the works that she does there, you understand? There are people that might love, let's say, a single she's dropped out or a song that people will love to come and see her. And one thing sometimes the artist put on, one thing sometimes the organizers try to take for granted is they think the domestic artists don't have people, as in they don't have any fans. Mm-hmm. So they don't regard them, you understand? But someone might hear Sarkozy, but because of Buffy, someone will pay and come and buy a ticket and come and see Buffy. You understand? So when we add them together for a show, it makes it really, 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 really good. I know a lot of artists, when you give them one or two hours, they can perform no two ways about it. But I know some, you can give them 1 to 2 hours, they can't. Unless you get a domestic artist come and warm up before they come. You understand? So we all need each other. As I said, the link is very, very, very important. When you know, you just link up, they'll talk to you, okay, let's say I'm going to get 5K or let's say 200K for this. Okay, you are passing through. Okay, so this is what we have. Because as an organizer, you know your budget for what you're doing. So when a domestic artist is coming, you know how much maybe you can give to the person. But at the end of the day, you might need connection. You might need a feature from the main artist or stuff like that. They are also helping you. So when they give you that budget to you as an incoming or domestic artist, you also have to consider, because you get the connection and then the opportunity to be with the star coming. You understand? So I think it's hand in hand. And then we just have to be straight to ourselves. That's it.
Okay. Thank you. It's all about promoting our artists.
Yeah.
So, lovely listeners and viewers, this has been the Ray Talks podcast show. We're talking about promoting Ghanaian artists. Yeah. So, Bapi, I'll come to you now. What do you think? Do you think when it comes to the promotion, the music and the artists, you think streaming, looking at streaming and going to shows, which one do you think helps?
Going to shows.
Why do you say that?
Ghanaians, for example, they don't like streaming. They like the free bits. So going for shows, they know they're going to pay. They would love to go and pay and have a look at what's happening. Like, they like to have a look at the artist performing. Like, they like to jump to that than paying online to listen and have it on their phone. They don't like that. But if it's for diasporas, they like our online streaming. They do that. But for our locals, no, they don't.
Let's see. Now, which one do you think helps? Streaming or going for shows?
Both. Because sometimes we might hear a song, you might not see the artist, but the song will be, you'll love it. Your stream is going to help the artist. And this song, Jerusalem, I've never seen this artist before, but it's all over this world. Yeah. You understand why? Because of streaming. When the person comes, I don't know a country that this artist is going to say that I'm coming here that people will not go. Just because of this one thing, though. So for me, I think both is very, very important. Streaming and the show are very, very, very important. Yeah.
Okay. Charles, what do you think to that?
This one, you said, then I should choose one. Anyone, you two.
You don't know too why.
So basically, like, it's, both is really important, but I think I will go for the shows, you know, because I think most people love, trust me, most people would love to pay. They will, yeah, because, you know, like, sometimes they can even, like, see, Burna Boy just did a show, and I think the ticket was out, like, even a year, or, I don't know, yeah, I think a year or so. People have bought it. Long time, like, just waiting for the show, like, people, you know, and it was full up, it was like sold out. People don't really like streaming because sometimes there is lots of apps that you can even stream free, you know, and then like the artists won't even get money or something like that. So for me, I think like they should like do more shows. They should do more shows because that is where like the money will come from, trust me. So I think we, the Ghanaians, to they really love the shows more than streaming because people don't really have time to stream. Most of the people don't have time. But when they hear that Lumba is coming to Hamburg, you know, yeah. So for me, I think I'll just go for the shows. Trust me.
Well, for me, I'm stuck in between. I don't know because I'm the type that like going to shows, and yeah, the shows comes also every once in a while. So does it mean if the artist don't come, we don't that he or she is not going to promote a song or something like that? But then, when there is a show, also you can invite your maybe Turkish friend, Nigerian friend to go and see, maybe Akwaboa or someone like that, you know. And I think that also helps. Yeah, so. Well, I'm stuck in between. I won't make a decision now. Okay. It's been a great conversation. But then I'll take your last words now because our time is almost gone. So I'll take your last word, starting with the lady, the one and only lady here.
Mm.
What do you have to say?
What I would like to say is we should support our own. Ghanaians, we don't like to support our own at all. We should support our own. We should push Ghanaian music up there. Yeah, that's what I can say.
Support our own.
Yeah.
To you, Chairman.
Yeah, we have to stop this PhD thing, this putting down syndrome. I don't know when this thing is going to end, but we have to. We have to, if we really want to do something here in the diaspora and leave a good legacy for the next generation, we really have to do the dirty work right now and try to get a solid industry here so that it can be worthy of emulation. That is the only thing I can say.
Ben.
Thank you. Promoter One.
So first of all, I just want to say, like, the event management, you know, they have to be open to the promoters. They have to be really, really open to us, because sometimes then we will be out there making promotions, like pushing, and then there's gonna be a problem. And then they won't let us know. And they still will be pushing. And then later there's going to be a whole problem and it's going to affect us. Because, you know, we are selling our face because of us. Trust me, sometimes you even do an event. And because of most of the people, because of the promoters, that's why they are coming. I'm telling you. Because they are talking.
I'm not cutting you. You guys are very important when it comes to this kind of shows. Because sometimes I go to programs, I don't even know who is organizing it, but I see the promoters. I see the work they are doing. I see them up and down. I see on their status and everything. Yeah. So you're right. You can go on. Sorry.
Yes. No, thank you. You know, so they should be just open for us, like anything, so that we also know, you know, like the earlier the better. So we will know how to fix this up. So, secondly, I just want to urge everyone, you know, our diaspora artists are really, really, really pushing. They are doing their best. You know, they are really, really trying hard. If we don't support them, you know, they are our own. So if we go out there and support the big stars and we leave the small stars, how would they grow up to be a big star? You know, so we also have to support our diaspora, like support them. And like give them more of them for them to, like, you know, like do more sounds, polish them, and, you know, I think they can be top there. I just want to tell everyone to, you know, support the Ghanaian artists, support the artists, support the MCs, support the promoters. When we promote, please come for shows. Don't sit at home, you know, because look, it's because of you guys. That's why we are there. Because look, trust me, people spend more than 20,000, 30,000 to have like a whole, you know, event. You understand? And this is all for the people, you know? So we, like, Charlie, our strength and all that, our money. And sometimes people will do show and then they will lose. Not like maybe they don't get money or something like that, but they, like, they prefer, like, okay, I put in this money. Everybody loves money. Everybody wants to get, like, return, you know? But then sometimes it is also, like, good to have a show for, like, the people, for them to feel like, wow, like, there's things going on. You know, like the way, like, next year, trust me, there's going to be a lot. There's going to be a lot, in, like, because we are trying to make the country, we are trying to make Europe, like, come back again, you know, like, from the corona and all that, you know. So we are now vibing the whole place. So please, when we see, like, events, promotions and all that, you guys should just come and, you know, let's have fun. Let's socialize, you know. You don't know, you can meet your wife there, you can meet your husband, you can meet your business partner, and, you know, so, yeah.
Great.
Bombay one man.
Thank you very much.
Oh, actually.
Yeah. So yeah, do not sit at home. If you look at 2023 in retrospect.
Yeah.
There's been massive improvement when it comes to entertainment, especially here in Hamburg, and I'm sure other parts of Germany or Europe too. People showed up. It could be better. It could be better. Like he said, he's the promoter, so he knows. He said there are more coming up in 2024. And I believe everything that didn't go well in 2023, it's going to be built upon. Yeah. Corrections are going to be made. Yeah, so do not sit home when promoters, when organizers put in money to, organize an event. Come and show love. Come and show love. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, in Europe, it's work, church, artists,
Hungerhaus.
Hungerhaus. Yeah. Show love to promoters as well and organizers as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a lovely conversation. Yeah. I've been here with my guest, Buffy, Anna P, and Charles. This has been the Ray Talks podcast. You can follow this podcast on Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, Google, Spotify, and also YouTube. Yeah. I thank you all for coming, and I believe you will join in next time too.
Thank you for being a part of this episode of the Ray Talks podcast. Kindly support us by subscribing and sharing to family and friends. See you next time.